Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
We are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We are simply podcast hosts.
That's it.
And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And of course, if you want to reach us, we love hearing from you. Our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. We're just going to kick things off.
I love when we just kick things off.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good afternoon, Dori and Kate. My name is Tracy and I'm calling from the UK. I just wanted to say thank you for being a friend. Travel up the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. Do and if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Do-do-do-do-do. I think I should also add that I'm a community nurse, and I'm just sitting outside one of my patients' homes, and I've seen the curtains twitch, so let's hope that they haven't seen me singing along to my phone. Because it was a full body performance. But I just wanted to say, I hope you both have a great day and thank you so much for what you do. I really enjoy your podcast. Bye.
I have chills. My legs are...
Voicemail Hall of Fame.
I mean, Tracy!
Tracy, that made my week.
I also love, I have to say, that you got the the end, which I always do, yeah. That triumphant ending of that amazing jingle.
Thank you for being a friend.
I mean, when I first heard this voicemail, I died and then came back to life.
How could you not?
That just made my freaking life.
Tracy, that was amazing. Also, thank you for being a community nurse.
Yeah. And giving it a full body performance.
Full body performance.
I'm sure your patient was... thrilled.
Impressed.
Yes, honestly.
Did they ask for their own rendition?
If anyone wants to call in with other theme songs,
yes,
we will welcome it. We'll sing our own.
Yeah, we will.
Moving forward, Dori.
Okay.
We had a listener write in whose partner is transitioning, and
yes,
we had some response to the email, and one of the questions was if they should start a podcast, mm-hmm, about the experience. So we had a couple people email us. The first person wrote, in response to the listener who is considering doing a podcast with her partner who is transitioning, you had really good points that I do hope they consider as a family. That being said, as soon as I heard the words podcast, I said yes out loud. The more we all talk about tough things, the easier it is for everyone to understand and get used to. So if they end up doing it, I really hope she tells you and you tell us so we can share in their journey.
I mean, that is a rousing endorsement.
We heard from another listener They said, I currently am a social worker who works with trans people, and I am a trans person myself. As such, I wanted to acknowledge that the person emailing in seems to already be very supportive of their partner, and that they are reaching out for help is awesome. I also want to echo that both parties should start individual therapy as well as couples. This will provide a safe space for each of you to process this change separately and together. It will also provide a place... It will also provide both of them a place to mourn. This is a healthy response and is normal. I encourage the emailer not to feel shame around this process. I know it's easier said than done, but sometimes hearing the words helps. My concern lies with creating a safe spot for the emailer's partner to be out during the holidays. It sounds as they might be headed into a situation numerous times over where the partner will be deadnamed, misgendered, and will possibly have to listen to transphobic comments. Creating a place where your partner and you both feel safe to recharge and be yourselves is going to be imperative. Maybe even have a planned out excuse. I included that. I think it was left out for an event or party when it becomes too much for either of you. I usually use my dog as I don't have kids.
Mm.
I thought that was really good advice.
That is really good advice.
Yeah.
Thank you both for weighing in.
Yeah. We appreciate it. And again, moving on to a very different topic, but another voicemail that quite frankly rocked me to my core. This is about a skin cream recommendation. Mm-hmm. And it's one that I am probably going to go pick up today. So here we go.
Hi, my name is Gray, and I am in southern Indiana, right outside of Louisville, Kentucky. I just put my 2.5-year-old and my 1-year-old to bed. So if you hear some yammering in the background, that is what that is. I love your show. I don't wear any makeup at all, and I just love your show anyway, and I had to call in because I have 2 ride or die products that I pretty much know are never going to be mentioned on the show unless I call in and recommend them. My first product is the Trader Joe's Enrich Moisturizing Face Lotion with Broad Spectrum SPF 15. God knows what's in this stuff. It doesn't feel great going on, but for some reason, I've used it for the past, 5 years, and I've had literally flawless skin for 5 years. I have no idea. I'm too superstitious to quit using it. So this is your plug for everybody to at least try the Trader Joe's Enrich Facial Moisturizer for $3.99 a bottle. And then my second one is my night cream, which is the Alba Botanica Hawaiian Moisture Cream. I just slather this on my face at night because I think it smells good. And that's it. Okay, I love you guys. Your podcast just makes me laugh. And I appreciate that you also address what's going on in the world and that you take it seriously, but at the same time have a light and funny attitude. And it's really important to have both, and I really appreciate that. So thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll talk to you later. Maybe not ever, but you know what I mean. Bye.
We do know what you mean.
We do. I love, it doesn't feel great going on.
This is my favorite endorsement of a product ever. Who knows what's in it?
Who knows what's in it? It doesn't feel good, but...
But I'm flawless. Yeah. You convinced me, Gray. I this was all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
And you've been using it for 4 years, and it costs $3.99. Okay.
Yeah.
Kate Spencer's here for this.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Gonna go to Trader Joe's today, get some truffle almonds and some mango slices and some of this cream just to have when I finish my other cream experiments. Although I might go back to my old vintner's daughter because I do love that so much. Oh my gosh. But wasn't this a fun?
Such a fun voicemail.
Endorsement?
Yes.
Have you tried any Trader Joe's skincare products? Because I've played around with some of their stuff.
I have not. I used to use Trader Joe's shower gel, and I really liked it.
I have that right now. It's like a huge jug, and it's kind of like body wash, hair wash, whatever you want, wash.
I did not use that one.
Okay, that's what I have.
I think there was one that was like minty that I used that I liked.
We should do a Trader Joe's product
just
episode.
Thinking that.
Okay, let's literally get on that.
Okay, let's get on that.
I will do some purchasing this week.
Okay.
Listeners, we'll just touch on the whole line. I know sometimes they don't always have everything in every store.
Yeah.
You also know the rose spray is a very cult fave. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited.
Ooh, this will be fun.
I love product tests. And then we can, what if we turn flawless? I mean, aren't we already?
Yeah.
Our soul. Like,
let's be honest.
Our spirits are what really make us glow.
Exactly.
Right, everybody?
Yeah.
But if $3.99 cream can help, great.
Sign us up.
That Alba Botanica recommendation too, I'm curious about.
Well, I really like Alba Botanica products.
Is that your body moisturizer?
That is my body moisturizer. Yeah, I really like their stuff. So I'm intrigued by this recommendation as well.
Well, we've got some new products to play with.
We sure do.
Add it to the list.
Let's take a little break.
Alrighty.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click Get Started, and then use our code FOREVER35 at sign up, and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
No.
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
I'm pumped for this segment.
I know. I was going to reveal that for the past couple of weeks, like I'll occasionally get a text message from you that's like, have we talked about this yet? Like, not yet. I just wanted to compile the responses. But I can tell you are itching to go.
I am. And I've actually thought about this.
You have? Have you changed? So what we're talking about is we received a lot of responses to a past voicemail from a caller who was on a hike.
Yep.
With their child and their dog,
yep,
who kind of declared that they were not the friend who makes plans.
Yeah.
And they were a little bit of the flake friend. It was just who they are.
Yeah.
Dory had an impassioned response to this.
I did, that we actually edited down. It was more impassioned originally.
I was going to say, I didn't know if we were going to reveal that, but we had to edit, dare I say, like 5 minutes of conversation out of that one.
I went off about it.
But you're kind of thinking in the moment.
I was thinking in the moment because I didn't know that I would have that response.
Here's what one person said. That caller had me in my feelings. I am usually the make the plans friend and the on time friend. I get tired of people claiming being late as part of their identity. Being late is a choice. And like you said, is disrespectful. Why do I, a person who gets to brunch at 10:30 a.m. like we agreed, have to cater to my late friends? They know I am usually on time, so why don't they leave earlier? Being the person who never makes the plans but expects an invitation is also disrespectful. We are all busy. I have a kid and run my own business, yet I still reach out. If I want to see you, I will make time, and I am of the impression that other people do the same thing. So if I don't hear from you, that signals to me that you don't care to see me, which is fine, but don't expect me to keep inviting you. Boom.
Yeah.
Do you want to read this email, Dory?
Sure.
This one really spoke to you.
All right. I just listened to the mini-ep relationship roles, and one of the callers called in to respond to a previous email about not being able to make friends because of a lack of response when she initiated hangouts. The caller said for her that it wasn't about not wanting to hang out with friends, rather that she was often busy, etc. This really bothered me. I could tell it bothered Dory a bit as well, but Dory's response was kind and measured. I have to be honest, mine was not quite that kind. I realize this stems from my own experiences as a woman who moved away from all my friends and family when my three children were all very young to a place where I didn't know anyone at all. It took me a long time to make any real connections, but over time I did. And while I've since moved back to my home state, I still remember that feeling of being very lost and lonely. The truth is, we are all busy. Whether we have a traditional 9-to-5 or not, kids or not, a partner or not, all of us are busy. When we use busy as an excuse to not respond to an invitation or return a call, we are really saying this is not a priority. And that's okay. We all have to prioritize. At this point in my life, all my friends have school-age kids that are playing sports or in dance or musicals and whatnot. We have jobs and caregiving responsibilities and a million things that need our attention all the time. It's understandable that we are not available to each other every Friday night for dinner or Sunday for brunch. When I have downtime, I mostly want to lie on my couch with a book or sit on my deck with a glass of wine, not necessarily go out for drinks with a friend or dinner. However, I prioritize my friendships because these are people who are important to me. Whether it's an occasional dinner out or just a check-in phone call, I make sure to reach out to the people I care about, and they do the same. When you reframe it as a priority, it takes on a different tone. To the caller who said she was busy and the people in her life should understand that when she flakes on her friends or doesn't reschedule, I have to say, I think she should take a minute to reflect on how, whether that makes her friends feel like a priority in her life or if their friendship is something she is taking for granted. To the person who emailed about being frustrated at trying to make new friends, I just want to say I see you. It's hard. Keep trying. As a mom to three small kids in a brand new city where I felt like an outsider, I was able over time to make a few really great friendships that I get to carry forward in my life. Keep putting yourself out there, and I hope you find some great people who make you feel like you're creating a place for yourself.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. This listener laid it down.
Well, I want to just kind of play other responses so we get the full spectrum. Yes, so here's a voicemail that someone left us.
Hey, Caitlin, Kate and Dory. Man, I've tried to say that twice and stumbled through it. Anyway, this is Caitlin calling from Atlanta, and I just had to pause the pod really quickly when you were talking about the voicemail from the caller last week, talking about making friends, and the woman on the hike who was saying how she just feels like she's not a person that initiates, and she's not sure why. And I just And then Dory, like, I agree with a lot of the things you were saying, but I wanted to mention, I am also a person that has found that I am not often the person that always initiates, and I have done some digging into why that is. And one thing that I hadn't realized is that is a thing that's linked with ADHD. So just a note, if you have adult ADHD, that's part of it that I didn't realize was. And yeah, fun. It makes the little tasks like initiating, planning an event or something like that really tedious, and you just don't think to do it. But then I always go when somebody else initiates, and I'm really happy I did. So just a thought. It could be that it's a little more out of her control or just harder for her than that she's just like being lazy. Anyway, love the pod. Bye, guys.
One more voicemail.
I just want to respond to this voicemail.
Yes.
Which is, I hear this, and I also see this with my husband who has ADHD. It is like basically impossible for him to make plans, except when it has to do with poker.
We've all got our thing.
So, you know, that's just interesting. But yes, I know that those sort of like executive functioning tasks are difficult for people with ADHD. The caller, maybe she has undiagnosed ADHD, but she did not indicate that she has ADHD.
I am in the early stages of exploring whether or not I have ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of resonated with me because I can relate to the person who struggles to make the plans.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know if that's my diagnosis, but I'm in the process of finding out. We'll keep you posted. All right, we've got one more, Dory. Okay. One more response. This is a long one.
Hi, Dory and Kate. This is Ella. I just left a voicemail and got cut off. So I'm going to try this again and do it quicker and not ramble as much. Basically, I'm calling in response to the triple tasking hiker who had called in response to someone who was worried about the fact that she doesn't, when she tries to make new friends, they don't initiate hangouts with her. And the triple tasking hiker said she was just too busy to initiate hangouts with friends. So I wanted to call in as a former friend that never initiated hangouts. You could say I'm a rehabbed friend. I was always the person that said, you know, I'm just too busy. I worked a job that I was working, you know, 100 hours a week. And I would, you know, say, you know, friends texted me and wanted to hang out. That was great. I wanted to hang out with them. I loved them. But if not, then that was fine, too. I had a million other things on my plate. But a few years ago, I decided to make a change and really prioritize my friendship and be the one that came up with things for us to do and initiated those hangouts and you know, kept track of what was going on in my friends' lives and, you know, texted them to see how they were doing and how they were feeling about those things. And I have to say that it has transformed my life because my friendships are just so much more in depth and meaningful, and truly I feel like I have developed relationships that will be lifelong friendships because both sides are really so invested in each other. So I just wanted to suggest that there can be a lot of joy in prioritizing friendships in that way. And I also wanted to just suggest that there may also be a fear of rejection on the part of people who say that they're too busy to initiate those hangouts with friends, because that was certainly part of it for me, that fear that if I came up with something to do with a friend that they might say no. And so that was something that I also had to sort of work through and get over in order to prioritize my friendships. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you guys so much for your great podcast.
I totally get the fear of rejection thing.
Definitely.
I totally have that.
I have that as well. And this kind of nudged me to try to let that go a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think what this all comes down to is treat, if friends are priority for you, treat them like a priority. Treat others like you want to be treated.
It's hard sometimes.
But it is hard sometimes, of course. But I think it does take that extra step
of, it does.
Of not being kind of neglectful, benign, like not resorting to benign neglect of your friends.
I also think that communication with friends is crucial.
Yeah, and it's hard.
It's very hard, but I think we can find a way to say to someone like, hey, I would love to spend time with you, but it feels like I'm always the one making the plans. Do yeah. you want to, is there something you feel like doing together that you would like to suggest? Or are you too busy? I mean, I think it's okay to open up these conversations.
Yeah. And sometimes you might not get the response you want.
Or the response you expect.
Or the response that you expect. And that's okay too.
Yeah. But at least you know.
But yeah, I think these are all really important conversations to be having that we don't typically have with friends. So let's all have those conversations.
All right. Great game.
Okay.
Thank you all so much for weighing in on this one.
Yeah.
We really appreciate all
and keep weighing in if you have more thoughts.
Don't stop.
No, don't stop. All right. We're going to take another short break.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs, including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Well, we are back.
We are back. We've got a couple messages from listeners.
Yep. A couple more queries.
Both very different, but I'm intrigued by them and I'm ready to answer.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. First up, a VM.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Jenny calling from Columbus, Ohio. And I had a question that maybe you or some of the other listeners could give me some advice on. And it's inspired by something that Story is doing. So I know that Story is trying this year to try to reduce her use of plastic, and that's, you know, like in the house, on the go, whatever. And I've been wanting to do that as well, but I'm having a hard time sticking to it, mostly because my husband is not really looking to do that. Like, he's a very specific person when it comes to grocery shopping and cooking in the kitchen, since that is really like his area. And, you know, little things like I bought a reusable bag for produce, he won't use that because it doesn't keep the produce properly in the fridge. So he likes to keep getting the flimsy little plastic bags from the produce section over and over again. And so I'm just kind of looking for advice or feedback on what people think about trying to do that when your spouse or your partner is not really on board, but you're obviously sharing a living space and groceries and things like that with someone. So looking for tips and tricks maybe on ways to still reduce plastic that are manageable even if my partner is not participating in that. So anyways, I love your podcast so much. You guys are just an absolute delight. And say hi to all the pups for me. I love hearing about the little fur babies. And of course, Henry. So have a great day. Love you guys.
Well, one of the little pups is cozily sitting, curled up on a chair in our line of vision.
This pup, my pup, almost had a full-on meltdown when people arrived. A meltdown of excitement.
A meltdown of joy.
Yeah. My dog cannot handle her love of people. It overwhelms her and overcomes
especially
her.
Especially when Sammy's involved.
This is true.
Like, she's excited to see me, but I feel like when Sammy comes over, it's next level.
Yeah. You've set up some boundaries, I think, with Lucy, where you're like, okay, I get it. I like you, but like, go away.
Like, I also feel like she sees me more often than she sees Sammy. So it's like a real treat to see Sammy. Yeah. I get it.
So that was a tangent about my dog. How do we connect with our spouses to get on the same page?
I found this to be very interesting because I pretty much have that as well.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Like,
huh.
My husband just does not... It's not a priority for him, I would say. And no matter how many times I'm like, please put this stuff, even like put these cans in the recycling bin. It's like he doesn't do it and it drives me crazy. He like never remembers to bring a reusable bag to the grocery store. It's, you know, it's just like all this stuff that I feel like I repeat ad nauseum. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, all I can do, I've realized, is put these things into practice for myself.
Wow.
And do them to the extent that I can in the house.
I like that.
I'm trying not to be wasteful and, you know, just, yeah, he doesn't think about it. And I've also, it's come down to a sort of like pick your battles and figure out what, like, how much of this mental load am I going to take on?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so if it's just like I'm picking cans out of his trash, then that's what it is. And, you know, taking the reusable bag to the grocery store every time I go to the grocery store and, you know, I also bought reusable vegetable bags, you know, like just those things that I'm trying to do and implement in my life. But yeah, it's annoying and it sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I think it sounds like you're already having a dialogue with your partner about why it's important to you. I think you can tell them and give them literature and share information, but there's only so much you can do to change other people.
Look, you can lead your partner to the recycling bin, but you can't make him put the can in.
Dory, I love that.
Does that work?
It does work.
I think that works.
It really works.
You can show him where it is in the kitchen.
I really also think, like, eventually, you know, people come around when they come around.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
And I know all I can do, like you said, is I just, in my home, we're more or less on the same page. I'm a little bit more, you know, like the toilet paper rolls. I take them when somebody goes to the bathroom, I take them out of the trash so we can recycle them. But now my family has started doing it. I do feel like sometimes if you just start doing
leading by example,
modeling the behavior, people start to just adapt for better or for worse. The other thing I think you can do is also just like implement shit so they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Is that the wrong way to handle a partnership? I don't know.
Well, like what are you thinking of specifically?
I mean, for example, I replaced all our plastic food storage with glass food storage.
Oh, I did the same.
And I was just like, this is happening.
I did the same thing.
I'm not talking to you about it.
Totally. Yes.
Or I, like, for example, I am weaning my family off of Ziploc bags and moving to Stasher bags.
Same. And I'm also like, when we finish this roll of Saran wrap, we are going to move entirely to Bees wrap.
But I will say one thing, as I keep trying to educate myself on the current environmental crisis, the current, it's decades, centuries long environmental crisis we're in, is that there are things that you and your partner could do in a larger scale. Like you could say, so your partner can't handle not using the plastic bags at the grocery store. I mean, okay, but maybe you can offset it by making a donation.
I love that.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yes. It doesn't have to be, like, it's not all going to look the same for everybody. Not everybody is going to become a vegetarian and stop eating meat. No, we, you know, like, also things have to change on a much larger, I can't talk. Things have to change on a much larger corporate structural level than just like, did we put the can in the recycling bin? So it's all good, but there's lots of things that maybe your partner might be interested in doing that don't.
Kate, that is such a good point.
Again, I am.
This is why we do this podcast.
Is it?
Yes.
I just know I am trying to educate myself, and I am a, like, I'm in the kindergarten level of educating myself on the environment. Although, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I just joined the parent volunteer group at my kids' elementary school for the environmental awareness.
Oh.
That's like a parent started group.
That's so cool.
I just joined so I can learn a little bit more. And a friend and I are going to take a friend coffee date to our local recycling center to learn more about it.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just trying to learn.
Wow.
Because I'm not, this is not my field of expertise. So anyway, there are things. We have one more email.
Yes, we do.
This is a long email.
This is a long email.
And I looked into editing it down, but all of it felt like important information.
I agree.
So should we split it up?
Sure.
Kind of like when you're in school and like you take half the reading and the other person does the half. I'll start.
Okay.
And then do you want to take the second page?
Sure.
Here we go, everybody. I'm 42. I am divorced. I have a long-term partner, but it is somewhat stagnant relationship. I am fine with that right now, but I don't see it going to a place where we cohabitate. We tried. It didn't work. At this point, I'm happy living alone, but I've never really been alone. My only daughter, who I have had pretty much full custody of since the divorce, is starting her junior year of high school. Since I adopted her when she was 5, I've had a compressed parenting time frame, so I feel super young to be facing empty nest, but here I am. On top of that, 2 years ago, I scored my dream job. I get to work from home in Northern California and visit New York quite often. It's a very specialized job and one that I actually only imagined I would get when I was close to retirement, but here I am. And I love my job, love it, but it's long-term project work, so sometimes for a long period of time, it's slow. Plus, I love being at home, but there's a different groove from an office space. I worked in an office prior to this for almost 20 years. It's weird not showing up. Even as an engaged parent, I have found my groove in friends and hobbies. I travel, do yoga, have some crazy dogs, have a monthly girls' night, and I serve my community. These are all things I fill my day with, and they are interesting to me, but nothing I do feels like motivating passion to propel into my next big thing.
My daughter wants to go away for college. I support that with my whole heart. I am so proud of her accomplishments, and I'm just happy we're so close, even into teen years. I can't wait to see her make her mark. However, it became real to me over the summer when, after visiting colleges all over the U.S. for the past 4 years, I know I was a little bit of a crazy lady, she found her school. We visited a college about 8 hours away, and I saw it in her face, her smile, her body language. She is leaving. And ever since then, I've been secretly crying. I cried at lunch yesterday with a friend, and I'm crying right now writing this. My heart is breaking, and it's 2 years away. So I guess my question is twofold. How do I manage the fear for the next 2 years? If she knew I was afraid of it, she'd change her mind and stay. And I don't want that at all, but I'm afraid and sad. 2, I mentioned my job and all that because with her leaving, me being at home all the time, having accomplished all the big stuff that gets my heart pumping and engages me, I just feel flat. That push of what's next is gone. I'm afraid of this weird early retirement syndrome. I spend my daily breaks walking the dog and run into only retired people. My community service is board work, lots of semi-retired folk there too. My friends who are my age mostly have school-aged children, so I'm sort of an anomaly in the space too. I feel gratitude for everything I have, but stress and the feeling of having to accomplish something has always been my ignition switch. I feel flat, a little concerned that I'm falling into retirement mode when I'm not really even close. How do I jumpstart myself back into this life as it is today? If the next thing and commitment to raising my daughter was what drove me so many years, what do I do when you have no next thing that's in your heart? You feel like you've done what you set out to do, but theoretically so long to go. Thanks for your insight. Too young to retire in Sacramento.
Oh, listener, you are such a dear. I've read this email a bunch, and every time I just think of you crying in private because you want your daughter to have the freedom to go.
Yeah.
But the pain that it's causing, I mean, I have chills thinking about it. It breaks me because I think of my own parents. I think of how I might feel when I'm in your position. And it's devastating. Letting these things we love go, I don't know how we do it.
Yeah.
It's freaking hard. My initial response is that I think you should get yourself a great therapist. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you said in all these wonderful things that you do, I don't think you have a great therapist. I don't think you have a therapist. And I would, that is one way to self-care the hell out of yourself, is to go to a space once a week, twice a week, 3 times a week and talk to somebody about this stuff. Someone you are paying to listen to you, mm-hmm. who can help you, just so you have a space to say these things and get them off your body and out of your body.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here kind of wallowing in this sadness I'm feeling.
I know. I my heart breaks for her. Listener, I wonder if there's a way to bring this up with your daughter in a way that she won't feel compelled to say, like, okay, I won't go. And also, that might not be her response. But I do think that in the interest of kind of your own sanity and also in having like an open and honest relationship with her, with your daughter, I think it might be worth broaching this with her.
Just saying, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. It's going to be hard for me, but I support you.
Yes. And I'm struggling right now, even thinking about it. But I'd love to like make the most of these next 2 years. And maybe that means like taking a special trip with her or just like making memories, you know, that you'll be able to carry with you while she's gone, and that will have, you know, you'll have really nice experiences with her before she leaves. You could even like start making scrapbooks with her, and Kate's like literally about to cry.
I don't know why this is really hitting me. I don't know if it's because my own mom has passed.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of my own mom in this. I keep thinking of my mom crying when I went to study abroad at the airport and like her sending me away, and I was going to South Africa. But they still, you know, they still supported me in going, but it was hard for like that kind of experience of like knowing it's hard for your parents.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to discourage you from talking to your kid, because I think you've raised a really strong, confident, empowered person.
Totally.
Like it's a reflection of what a great parent and role model you've been.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But I love I think, Dory, what you're saying is awesome. You have some time with your kid.
Yeah.
Also, who knows what could happen? It can be so hard to have this fear, this feeling of fear, like, mm-hmm. what next? There's nothing next.
Yeah.
But I think I think grieving the change and your daughter leaving is all so normal and so important to do. But there is this amazing life ahead of you.
Totally.
There's so much change and opportunity that can come.
And, you know, the other thing I was thinking as I read this email and was thinking about it is, you know, you say that you have your dream job, but I actually wonder if it is your dream job, because it sounds like working from home is actually not that great for you. And you're also sort of anticipating how it's going to feel even worse when your daughter is gone. So I think you should maybe start exploring getting an office job.
I love that, Dory. Aren't you smart? That you're so right.
And maybe that means moving. And it sounds like you also like new experiences. You say that, you know, you were driven for so many years by the next thing. Maybe moving once your daughter goes to college is the next thing, and getting this new job. Like, it sounds like you're really fulfilled by new experiences, and this might be a nice thing for you.
Yeah, and if you don't want to be surrounded by retired people, you might could be open to finding a new community.
Yeah,
take this 2 years to spend time with your daughter, but also think about what you want your life to look like. Yep. Were she to take the next step and go to a college,
yep,
8 hours away. I love the idea of moving to a new city.
Right?
Listener, do you want to go live in France with me?
I mean,
wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
We have really traversed all over the place.
Truly,
on this episode. We've come to the end.
We have. Thank you all for sharing these questions and thoughts and
life experiences
with us. We're very grateful.
Yeah. It truly moves us to tears.
It does.
Quite often.
Yeah.
So have a great week.
Bye.